Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. I'm bringing you the show from Boston, Massachusetts this week. This is definitely my favorite part of the US. Every time I'm here, I don't know, I've never wanted to leave Ireland. I'm such a home bird, but I think if I had to live anywhere else in the world, it would be right here in Boston. It is such a nice city to walk around. The people are so friendly. The tech scene is incredible. It is just fab. But we're going to leave Boston for a quick second. I'm going to bring you to Austin, which is where I started my week. And Austin is an incredibly exciting place because it is evolving before your very eyes. The last time I'd been there was 2 years ago, and I was really struck as I walked around just how much the skyline had changed and how much construction was ongoing. And every single tall building I could see had a tech company logo on it. So whether that was, you know, Google or Indeed or Dell, also just recently Samsung announced a third chip manufacturing plant, or a third plant in Austin, this one dedicated to chip manufacturing. So it plays host and home to a lot of the biggest tech companies in the world. But alongside all of those tech companies is an office for Enterprise Ireland. I went down there on Tuesday morning and I met with Sarah Hill, who is the SVP of the Southern US and Mexico office. And she told me a little bit more about what they're doing.
It's a very vibrant, dynamic city. It's been one of the fastest growing cities in the US for years and years now. It attracts folks from all over, and which makes it a really interesting and dynamic city. There's a lot of tech happening here, a lot of industrial and manufacturing, digital transformation. Within the tech, we see also that kind of digital entertainment side, gaming, creative services, HR, talent tech. So it's a great mix of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a real melting pot is the overview that I seem to have picked up over the last wee while. Can you just tell me a little bit about the Enterprise Ireland office here? And again, for those who aren't overly familiar with the work that you do, just introduce us to that as well.
Definitely. So Enterprise Ireland is the trade agency and the innovation agency of the government of Ireland. And so we help indigenous Irish companies expand globally. And here in Austin, we're really focused on those companies finding the right opportunities and partners here in the market, getting the market insights and knowledge that they need to start and scale here in the southern US.
And we know from Irish businesses that have done it, cracking the US market is a huge opportunity, but it's also a challenge because it is such a diverse country. How important is it to have boots on the ground here who, you know the locals and know what might work here versus in Silicon Valley and so on?
Definitely. It's a huge country, and each state, you know, has their own culture, own laws. It's really important to understand who your target customer is, where they're based, what is the opportunities and the challenges in that specific state or market that you're focused on, and getting people on the ground, building those relationships and getting that kind of deeper level of knowledge, because it is such a competitive market, is going to be really important.
And are there certain types of companies that come through Austin more so than others, particularly from Ireland? You know, is it, because obviously we've got a lot of tech companies, but we also have a lot of pharmaceutical companies, we have brilliant makeup brands, we have a whole host of everything at home. So is there a particular cohort that would come to Austin and seek out this particular market?
Yeah, so here in our Austin office, we have a few sectors that we particularly focus on. So the digital tech sector, which spans, as I mentioned before, a range of subsectors. We have somebody focused on industrial, manufacturing, and aerospace, and seeing a lot, especially in that future mobility, the kind of future of transportation. And then we also have somebody focused on ag tech and equine, based out of here.
Okay, interesting. And is there an ecosystem here? Because at home, like I've been using the analogy of Austin being quite similar to Dublin in that there's a lot of tech, there's a lot of money, there's a lot of innovation. And bit by bit, that does drip out into the startups or maybe the entrepreneur who has an idea on a post-it note and wants to make it a reality. Is there a similar ecosystem here in the city, and how established is it, if so?
Yeah, I can see that comparison. I mean, I think Austin and Dublin have this kind of concentrated city center, which is great for that mix of people coming together with different backgrounds and perspectives. And the other thing we see that might be a comparison is that, you know, unlike Silicon Valley or some of these bigger, more established tech and commercial ecosystems, there's a bit more accessibility here, and talent isn't quite as expensive. I mean, prices are increasing as this city gets more populated, but we are seeing that, you know, it can be a more accessible market for a lot of our clients.
When I was walking around, I've noticed there's a huge amount of construction going on at the moment, and obviously the buildings here are huge. Does that bring a sense of excitement for locals to see the investment that's going in, or is that feeling in the tummy of, oh, things are going to get very, very expensive?
Yes, it's definitely dependent on who you ask, I'd say. I mean, I've been here for 5 years now, and the skyline has already changed significantly. It's amazing to see the buildings that are going up and how rapid the growth has been. And so, yeah, dependent who you ask, that can be concerning. And I know that the increase of the cost of living has also made things more challenging to a lot of folks. But I think in general, there is an optimism around it and the sense that, you know, this is beneficial.
Anyone I told I was coming to Austin, they spoke about South by Southwest. It seems to have really put this part of the world on the map for us back home. How important is it? And are there other, you know, cultural attractions that maybe we might not be aware of that we should be if we ever find ourselves in Austin?
For those that aren't aware of South by Southwest, it's a huge conference, spans across about 3 weeks, that happens every March in Austin. And it's a unique conference in that it's not really concentrated in the convention center. It actually takes over downtown Austin. And it brings a mix of folks from all different industries, tech and venture capital. You have large companies, startups, and then there's also a film and music component. So this great mix of creative and interesting individuals from all over, and it's a global conference, truly. This year, we actually had a really large global Ireland initiative, and we did 2.5 days of an Ireland house. We hosted over 25 events, networking events, and panels around HR tech, DEI, future mobility, film, and it was a fantastic event that we had a full house with all of our engagements, which was great.
Yeah, that was Sarah Hill of Enterprise Ireland telling me a little bit more about the work that they are doing in the southern US and Mexico regions. There is no denying that there is so much going on in that part of the world. There is so much room for expansion. I said a second ago, you know, the skyline has changed dramatically. The construction levels are through the roof. The cost of living is increasing, which does provide some challenges. But there is that sense of excitement and buzz in the city. And when we come back, we are going to stay in Austin. And I'm going to bring you my favorite conversation of the week. And it is with the American answer to James Bond's Q. Stay tuned.